today.
Looks like the Arizona governor lit a fire under Washington. Rand Paul has a campaign shakeup after some of the gaffes cost him on the national landscape. Or did it? A lot of people in Kentucky excited about Rand Paul. We'll see where the votes go in November. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coast to coast and all those little ports in between, wherever you hail from, it doesn't matter. Whatever your politics, left, right, in between, undecided, or furious, wanting to start your own party, you can throw in your two cents on any and all of the stuff that we gnash on throughout this hour here on America Tonight. I say gnash instead of nosh because we're just really crunching down. You can feel the fury across the nation. I mean, honestly, I don't care where it is that you're from. You go up and down your block and you take your own little mini poll and you'll see. And speaking of polls, 63% want Obamacare repealed. Remember, that was the nickname that healthcare picked up. And it's because people are starting to find out what it's going to mean to them. It is always about where the dollar flows. Where is the money coming from? Where is it going? Follow the money. It's very simple, and it's what I say all the time, and it couldn't be more true. Whether we're talking about health care, whether we're talking about pensions, whether we're talking about people being furious over illegal immigration, it all does ultimately go full circle and come back into the money category. So speaking of money, that's exactly where we're going to start. So money's going to be spent in sending 1,200 troops to the Mexican border. So here's the thing. The border that we're talking about is 2,000 miles long. So if you take 1,200 National Guards troops and put them along the U.S.-Mexico border, that's about, if I'm doing my math correctly, probably one to every, I don't know, 200 miles, right? Somewhere in that neighborhood. So they've been jostling with this for a long time. It's only going to be a supporting role for the National Guard at this point. Because, the border is, it's just open warfare. It's violent, and law enforcement, frankly, is being outgunned. This is what's happened with the drug guys who are able to get through, and the coyotes and the other people who are well-armed and willing to pop people off if they have to do it. Things have certainly gotten that much worse along that border area. They're also talking about $500 million that needs to be thrown in. But here's the thing, $1,200, you talk about how long the border is. I say at least something is being done. And the reason there was this call to action is because of the Arizona law. The controversial new law has compelled, I think, Washington to act. I really believe that this would have sat on a back shelf for now. Not that it never would have been addressed, but temporarily, as it has been for the last 3 years, it would have just been shelved. Now there was no choice because of all the reaction over the Arizona law, both people who were furious and against it and people who were supporting the law. So here's what Senator John McCain from Arizona, who's fighting to keep a hold of his Senate seat on the Republican side, had this to say about the National Guard being deployed to the border.
I appreciate the additional 1,200 being sent of the Guard, as well as additional $500 million. But it's simply not enough. We need 6,000. We need 3,000 across the border and additional 3,000 National Guard troops to the Arizona-Mexico border.
Yes, you heard that, an additional 3,000 on that border. That is the worst border because of how far it stretches and the things that happen along the border, the horrific things that happen, and ultimately how many people are illegally in that state driving other people out of the state. And there's been nothing but a bitter, bitter battle of wars and lawsuits that have been launched in the wake of ultimately, what was this Arizona law. So now there is at least some action. Even McCain had to recognize that as well, because he knows that, hey, nothing was going on. There was no flow, baby. I mean, zero flow. So at least there's something. But it's not enough, because he knows, like I said, it's going to be spaced out so far, the amount of help you would get, it's not enough. That you still need to have more hands on deck to handle ultimately what it has become, you know, let's face it, an out of control problem. So the White House apparently wasn't going to formally send the spending request to the Capitol until after Memorial Day. They've got a recess, but instead it looks like they're going to try to do that sooner rather than later. So that's good, because they might as well request the money. They're going to need the money. It's interesting, because if we wind the clock back, this is 2010. If we go backwards, and I was doing this show, right? I was doing this show, 2006. President Bush sent thousands of troops to the border, remember, to help in a supportive role that the immigration agents could shed some of the duties. So they were definitely support personnel. But the program ended, and now people in the border states are calling for the troops to come back again because of the human smuggling problem, the drug smuggling problem, the drug violence that is frankly spilling over into the United States. So the Defense Department has been going back and forth with Homeland Security for about a year over the possible deployment of the troops, which previously they had concerns that the troops might or not be used for law enforcement duties, and the Pentagon's worried about perceptions that the U.S. was militarizing the border. Yeah, why? Because our good friend Felipe Calderon, the Mexican president, might get upset if he sees some camouflage along the border. Because why not? Why shouldn't there be a flow of guns? Didn't he blame the guns on America, saying that we were supplying the guns, when it turns out only 10% of the guns actually come from the United States? So Guard troops supporting role, this is familiar. It happened in 2006. Now, some of the troops will be armed. Some of the others will not be armed. And the Arizona sector, it is very different there, I think, than some of the other areas, barring like Juarez and El Paso, Texas. And whatever it is that needs to be done soon to secure that border with Mexico. You cannot turn a blind eye to this any longer, because it's just going to turn into massive mayhem down there. And already it really has, but enough that you won't be able to stop the onslaught, that it will be too late. And some say it's already too late. It's too late for that, right? So at least something's being done. At least something is happening. You might disagree or you might agree. Might have a different twist on this. What will the National Guard actually be able to do in that supporting role? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Well, I said the magic number, 1,200 National Guard troops going to the border. It is about numbers when we come up with We Can Count, and that's happening next around the bend here on ATN.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Time for another edition of We Can Count here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Let's head out to this one, a deadly statistical report released today. Thought I was going to say poll, didn't you? And unfortunately, this is what it has to do with those Toyotas. The latest estimate raises the potential death toll from 52 over the past 10 years to 89. That unintended acceleration in Toyota cars and SUVs might have been involved in that many people losing their lives over the past decade. So that's been pushed up. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said that from 2000 to mid-May, it had gotten about 6,200 complaints involving sudden acceleration in Toyota cars and trucks. And then the report throws in the 89 deaths and 57 injuries, by the way, over the same time period. So we're talking about 2000 to mid-May, the year 2000. And this is not good news for the Toyota Motor Corporation. Although they got in bed with Tesla and they're working on the electric car thing. They're pumping $50 million into the hot hands of Tesla. They've got electric cars, but they're not affordable. And the idea is to make them a little bit more affordable. So Toyota, we all know this same song and dance. They've recalled about 8 million vehicles across the world since last fall because of the gas pedal problem, the floor mats and the brakes. And so far, they've paid $16.4 million in a fine, but that was because of the slow response to the pedal recall, and they're still facing hundreds of state and federal lawsuits. I mean, they're gonna pay out big time. The Dow was a little bit scary. I was having to be actually watching the markets when this happened. It is like gambling, my friends. Don't let any slick stockbroker tell you otherwise, friend or foe, because it is. A rally pushed the Dow back over 10,000, though, after the stock market sank to the lowest level of the year on Tuesday. It's like a wild roller coaster ride. Just put your hands up. Woo, here it goes. So the Dow plunged 250 points after the opening bell, stayed under 10,000 most of the day, then jumped back up to finish down only 22 points when Washington suggested banks wouldn't be forced to sell their derivative units as part of financial reform. There was a worry about that because how much would that cost them? See, isn't it crazy? It's all based on news. It really is. Here's another one for you. This guy was living high off the hog. You know that expression? If you go to americatonight.net and look under odds and ends, I posted it today, you'll see a picture of Kwame Kilpatrick. You know that name? He used to be the mayor of Detroit. And he was one of those guys that shook everyone's hand and, you know, would profess how much he loved his family and the city and God and everybody and felt touched by everybody. He was incredible on the mic. He knew how to schmooze people, as we say. But unfortunately, he screwed up when he ended up, this $1 million that he now was ordered to pay the city because he pled guilty in 2008. To obstruction of justice, and he failed to report all of his assets and meet some of the other conditions of that probation thing. So now, because he failed to do that, he was sentenced to 1.5 to 5 years in prison, including 120 days for time served. And the mayor's allowed one more chance to plead for leniency. And it's so typical, too, man. He's dressed in that dark suit, that custom fit suit. He's looking back. People are supporting him. And, you know, hey, his political fortune's pretty much soured big time when he testified in a whistleblower lawsuit trial that he was not romantically involved with his chief of staff. Then, of course, text messages between the two popped up magically. That showed he was lying. Before the text message scandal broke, the city paid the two whistleblowers an $8.4 million settlement. And then was that issue that he was ordered to pay for the obstruction of justice and all that sort of stuff. So, he's going to be doing some prison time. He didn't report the assets. He didn't meet the conditions. He was living it up in a place called South Lake, which is a ritzy suburb in Dallas, and they caught him red-handed. How do you like that? Kwame Kilpatrick. There are many more Kwame Kilpatricks, trust me. All right, and we're going to round this out quickly with some finales. The 24 finale and Lost. I don't know if you were a fan of Lost at all, mindless television, but, you know, the whole premise is the plane crashes, crazy things happen, it was on the air for 6 years. And apparently a lot of people wanted to see how it all ended up because 20.5 million viewers watched all or some of the 2.5 hour show. It went from 9 o'clock, this is Eastern, through 11:30 at night. How about that? But you know what? You compare it, and of course TV was different then, but remember MASH, the 83 series finale for MASH was seen by over 105 million viewers. That's such an incredible number. Like I said, with cable and everything else, it's completely different than in the days of MASH. So that number I don't think ever gets passed. 24 is a show that a lot of people like to watch. I know a lot of listeners watch it because you've sent me things about it. Some of you who aren't very big television viewers in the first place got hooked on this one. So the finale, in fact, finished pretty good in their key demo, so it was up 4% in total viewers from last week. It averaged 9.3 million over a 2 hour span. But look at the difference, 9.3 million to 20 million, which is what Lost had. All right, so that's it for this edition of We Can Count. Let's go to Tom in Texas. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good, man. What's on your plate?
Well, let's see. First off, I think you shortened that mileage there just a little bit because, let's see, California is a little over 200, Arizona is over 300, New Mexico down yonder is about 300 or 275, and then Texas is probably 800 down there around Big Bend all the way to the tip.
Really? So you think it's more than 2,000, like maybe you're saying 2,500?
Oh, no, but it's more than 1,200.
Oh, I probably transpose the numbers. 12,000 is the, or 2,000 is the border. That's the miles, the approximate miles, and 1,200 is the amount of National Guard troops that are being sent to the border.
Oh, there you go. Now I'll go for that. Yeah, I've made that trip a lot of times.
Yeah, it's long.
Oh, tell me about it.
I've done it, too. I mean, even driving across the state of Texas takes you forever. But the entire border, I've done that same trip, Tom, and it is. And there's a lot of sparse areas. So you can see where the problem, you know where the problems are. You know where they are. You know where they're having, even in some of the busier areas, like surprisingly not so much with Tijuana and San Diego, but with Juarez and El Paso.
Well, I think what they're going to do is they're going to funnel all that down until just like it's going to be like the Canadian border. There's going to be certain places to pass that you can get through pretty easily, and people are going to quit walking across that damn Sonoran Desert.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
I think that's what they're going to end up doing. They're not going to stop the people from coming. They'll never do that.
No, they'll never, ever. They never would have done that no matter what, but it could have been not – we wouldn't have had the swarm – the amount of people if some of the laws had been enforced during the Reagan years.
Well, they never enforced the laws. They, they do a lot of talking, and, it's like winds in the sail. So the more they blow, the faster the ship goes, and nothing really gets accomplished.
I love your Tomisms. They're so good. I'm stealing them all, by the way, and writing them down.
And I'll tell you something about them politicians. They start letting Pete do the thinking, and ain't nothing going to get done.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
and that's just the way it is. But, the stock market, I got a few shares of stock. Don't watch the stock market. It'll drive you insane.
I agree. I do as well. You're absolutely right. You try to get a basket of stocks. You try to get things that you spread them out, and you do not watch it every single day.
Yeah, you go out and mow the lawn.
That's right.
Don't let that thing get you because it will definitely eat you alive,
Absolutely.
But like you say, it's just a crapshoot.
Yeah, it is. You're gambling. You are standing there at the craps table, and you are throwing your dice.
Exactly. And if you're not thinking 20, 30 years, you might as well just sit out.
You are absolutely right. All right, thanks, Tom. Appreciate the call. Coming up around the bend, the Super Bowl in 2014, just for fun, where do you think that Super Bowl is going to be held? We'll tell you about that and some other odds and ends in just a few.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Good morning, gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Parent from the Paul Parent Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
Super Bowl 48 in February of 2014 will be played in New York, New Jersey.
That was the commish of the NFL saying the Meadowlands is going to be the site for 2014, you heard him say. How about that? Wow, that's a big deal for the folks in Jersey and New York. Except for here's, and it's pretty easy to get to. So if people are flying into it, you got three different airports. That's the good news there. But boy, it's gonna be cold. Get out the gloves and the scarves and the serious jackets. It could even snow. That is unexpected, I gotta say. I'm so surprised. It used to be, I covered Super Bowls. I probably went to 10 of them. And they were all in New Orleans, Tampa, San Diego, Miami. It was warm weather. You know, at least you had a shot at warm weather. And it was kind of vacation time for the people, especially from the Northeast, who were used to getting a lot of snow. But to have it in the Meadowlands, I guess that's part of the deal that, hey, we're going to spread it around. It's going to be the first in a cold weather, open air stadium. It's great for the New York area. It's great for the two teams, the Jets and the Giants. And it's kind of like spreading the wealth around. Here's what the Jets owner, Woody Johnson, said.
To be involved in some, bringing something this big to New Jersey and the New York region, I think is a tremendous a tremendous thing for all the people that live in our area.
Yeah, see, and what's interesting, the possible dates for the game, you know, you're talking about February. So it could be February 2nd, it could be February 9th, it could be the 16th. And the league is discussing expanding the regular season from, of course they are, from 16 to 18 games. That would affect the playoff schedule, too. Here's what John Bon Jovi, the rocker, had to say about, you know, Jersey, New York, and bringing the Super Bowl there.
I think it's great for the economy. I think it's great for the stadium. I think it's just great because New York, what an exciting venue to be in for a week for the NFL to show off its best, because there isn't any other city that offers as much. I've been to a number of Super Bowls, and there's some boring ones out there. So New York's going to be great. It'd be great for the economy in New Jersey.
Yeah, and there is a lot to do. I will say that. There is definitely a lot to do in New York City, but it's going to be an expensive trip for some people, and you also have that whole cold weather thing. But before we dive back into the odds and ends of the other important things that we're talking about, we do this thing called Nail the Score. Wow, 16 to 18 games. I say, with all the injuries and things that the players deal with, they got to shorten that postseason then. If they're going to 18 games, then you got to get rid of those extra who cares postseason games. I mean, preseason games, because there's too much risk, I think, to the players. Fine if you have these camps and you go through training camp, but I don't think they should have as many of those games. They need to clip them off if they're going to go to 18. I guess they're going to squeeze every dime out of every one of these franchises that they can. Matt, what do you think from 16 to 18 games?
I think it's a dumb idea.
I do, too. I think it's dangerous for the players. And plus, again, extending. I mean, what are we going to have, football practically in March?
Yeah, I mean, they've already have the Super Bowl. It used to be in January. Now it's already in February all the time. I just think it's a dumb idea. If they want, I don't know, if they did that, you'd almost have to shorten the preseason.
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah.
But I still think that's a dumb idea, too. I don't know. There's already too many preseason games. By the time that fourth one comes around, no one plays in it.
No. It's too dangerous.
Yeah, I think what they should do is, but they won't do it because they get too much money from the tickets and then TV and everything, but you should only have like three preseason games. Maybe you could extend the season by one game, and if you had three preseason games and then you do 17 regular season, I could see maybe that, something like that working, but it's, I don't know, 18's too much.
Yeah, 18's too much. It's too long to go further into the season. I mean, before you know it, it'll be year-round, and that's ridiculous. That's too long. I mean, you're practically touching March. And now to have that 2014 in New York, like I said, it's going to be cold weather, a much different Super Bowl. In one sense, it's exciting because of the things to do there. But in another sense, boy, it's going to be a much different Super Bowl than in those warm weather venues. All right, let's go to Jeremy in Alaska. He's used to the cold. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello, it's not too cold. It's been warm up here today. I almost had to buy an air conditioner. I was freaking out.
Really? Well, what was the weather?
Almost 80 today.
Wow, that is pretty warm.
But now the sun's going down, so I'm a happy camper again. You know I'm a night owl, right?
I know. We've talked about it, yes.
I like it at night. But, you know, I was thinking this 1,200 troops, you know, is he going to let them do their job? Is Obama, are they going to make them like the Border Patrol that are already there?
And no. What they're going
to
do is,
they're
not allowed to do what the Border Patrol does. They're going to be there to help them. So they are going to be helpful because they're going to do the reconnaissance thing where they've got, you know, the binocs on and they're looking for people crossing. They're going to aid, in other words, what's very similar to what Bush did into exactly the same as what Bush did in 2006 when the National Guard was sent down to help the Border Patrol. So it's in a training, helping role. It's not in an action role. Now, some of them will be armed, but a lot of them won't be armed. It depends on where they're stationed. So the idea is to help those 20,000 Border Patrol agents.
Well, let's hope so. And plus, I guess I heard McCain and some of them are whistling Dixie too little too late. They want 6,000 more. I mean, if they don't get the job done this time, it doesn't matter what Bush did before or anything. I mean, they need to they need to quell this thing once and for all, in my opinion. And to me, it doesn't matter what Bush did one way or the other.
Yeah, they need to quell this thing for once and for all is a very good way to put this in perspective. You put 1,200 people there, and you've got a 2,000-mile border that we're talking about. You need to put more people there if you can, because let's get it done.
I know our National Guard is stressed and everything from being deployed overseas and everything else, but one of the things that was going to be one of my suggestions was let's use the, how about the state militias help the National Guard out, the ones who want to volunteer and go down there and help out, you know, and do things like that. And that would kind of, you know, maybe mend a few things between the government and the state militias, if you will, you know, the volunteer ones. And, you know, I'm just saying, let's see what, you know, we might do to be able to help out, too. But I appreciate you taking my call, Kate. You're always a blessing, ma'am.
I thank you for saying that. You have a fabulous, fabulous night, Unite Alu. You made some good sense in that call, because here's the thing. The once and for all deal is right. This should have been dealt with a long time ago, and that's the problem. So we have to keep forgetting about what happened in the past. You have to move forward. You have to live present-centered. Isn't that the idea? But this did happen before. This did happen 4 years ago, so we should have been further along, and the problem is we're not. So forget all that, move forward, and handle the problem. Solve the problem. That's it. Put the egos aside, figure it out, solve the problem. Because it's hurting the United States of America. It's hurting the people who are law-abiding citizens who live here, who get called names if they even suggest that they don't like the idea of being overrun in certain school districts with illegals and the children of illegals because of what's happening to the districts or what's happening to the hospitals or you know, there's a million of those stories out there, but for some reason it's you get labeled as a name caller, as a nasty person and all that sort of stuff. And then we do laugh to ourselves and say, imagine trying this somewhere else. You would never get away with it. None of us would get away with this. And that's what's so aggravating about, like, Calderon. And the fact that this time last week, you know, he's addressing the joint sessions of Congress and they're applauding him, giving him a standing ovation for his attack on the Arizona folks. And what they did grab attention and did get people to talk about this. And let's handle this. Let's figure this out. We should not be dealing with this. 10 years from now, can you imagine tuning into this radio show and the conversation is all about the same thing, where Matt could literally go into the vault, we could just change a few things, and we could play the same conversations, and that's depressing. Because we do have instances already of that, and it's because of the inaction in D.C. It's got to be about acting and not reacting constantly. You can't cure everything, can't solve everything. And you can't completely 100% protect people. But there are common sense things that can be done. And it's like this, it's like a meeting logjam. Anytime I call to talk to anybody in Washington, they're in a meeting, they're in a meeting, they're in a meeting, they're in the subcommittee, they're in the meeting of the subcommittee to meet the subcommittee to approve the minutes from the meeting that happened the day before. It's like, oh, you got to cut these meetings. Because successful businesses, yes, there are meetings, but they do not have 20 and 30 meetings a week. They're useless. It's like you go to a meeting and somebody will say, somebody that's on the ball will say, what's the action item? What's the takeaway from this? If there's no takeaway, that's the problem. There's never a takeaway. There's blame game and we think we're going to do this. It's like the time for that is over, my friends. Coming up on the flip side, I'm going to throw somebody in the dungeon who deserves it. I wish I had done this before because, in fact, he is going to end up in a prison. But I feel like we need to shove this guy in the dungeon and we need to shove him in there pretty hard and fast. And it's a guy who decided he would take out his anger on a very little dog. We'll talk about that and some other things next.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
And I mentioned it on my blog today, if you go to americatonight.net, but I talked about the gringo masks being sold by this company that happens to be in Miami. So I'll give you some of the details on that one. And also the fact that now we've got this bogus bill that would bail out the unions who have underfunded and had insolvent pension funds to the tune of $165 billion plus, and that number will probably jump because it's the law of guesstimates. That's what happens. There's no exact price tag, and so ultimately we'll all pay in the end. We, the taxpayers, will pay for the problems of the unions who didn't correctly handle their pension funds. I thought we were done with bailouts, but apparently we're not done with bailouts, so get ready to reach deep into those wallets. This is a sad story, very, very sad story. I try to avoid these, I do. Because most people can relate to pets even if you don't have one. I never had a dog until 14 months ago. I grew up in a family like where we had a cat because my brother was allergic to dogs, so we didn't have dogs. But once you have any kind of a pet, you have feelings for this pet, right? I mean, you do. You feed them, you take care of them, you walk them. Now, Tomas in Michigan, if he's listening, he would disagree because we've gone back and forth about that. It's just a dog when we were talking about the Michael Vick thing. But this is kind of down the lane of Michael Vick. A New York man killed his girlfriend's dog by snapping its spine. What is a young guy like this doing that for? 21-year-old Jonathan King from Yorktown was sentenced on Tuesday. He admitted finally that he killed a Yorkshire Terrier Maltese mix, the dog, the girlfriend's dog, last April by yanking its collar hard enough to dislocate its head from its spine. This is the sick part. This is low life, guys. If you're at this point, you need to get away. You need to drive in your car, go to a different state, start a new life, hang out with some other buddies. You do not need to be doing this. He went to his girlfriend's house when he knew nobody would be home. He killed the dog. Of course, there was no justifiable purpose for that. The dog's body was found behind a clothes dryer, and he was identified when DNA, they did an analysis, determined that blood found beneath the dog's claw was his. Do you love that? And so the father of the dog's owner, his daughter, said that the family considers this nut job a danger to our family, our community, and our society. I love it. They went and they testified, so the guy gets some jail time, gets 1 year for doing that. How about some applause, first of all, for the fact that justice was served a little bit anyway in White Plains, New York. Yeah, but I need to feel the satisfaction for the Levin family. If you're listening to America Tonight, wouldn't that be sweet? We're going to shove little Jonathan King into prison right now for you, our own special brand, The Dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, that's just wrong. Matt, don't you think that's wrong? You know, they say hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, but it can be the same way with a man when he flips out about something with a girlfriend. And this guy, what's he thinking doing that? It's just wrong. It's like I said, you need to go chill with your buddies, you need to get away. If you are that freaked out by a breakup or something that's happened, then you need to take a serious time out from life and get away from the situation.
Yeah, there are some people that just have that switch that flips, and they just go crazy. And I've never understood that because
I don't either.
I've gotten angry before at certain situations, but never really flipped out on something where you just lose control. And so I don't understand that. And the people that have that switch in them, they just need to kind of isolate themselves from everything else that's going on.
That's it. You need to isolate yourself and get help. If it's that bad that you're killing some dog of the girlfriend that way, that's cold-blooded. That's just wrong. So I'm glad that he got some jail time. That's a good thing. There are others that would disagree. I mean, it's crazy the way justice is meted out, where somebody that should get more years for something they've done, they get out of it, and then other people seem to get nailed with more years. But I think this was appropriate for what happened. So we gave you that icky story. I think we have to give you a good one. A Rhode Island school board approved an agreement to allow teachers who were fired from a high school to keep their jobs after all. This is big. It's a place called Central Falls, and it was a 5-1 decision. The school board decided that we're going to let them keep the jobs because there was a lot of national attention that went down in this city. The decision to fire the high school teachers drew a lot of praise, actually, from the president. He said it was an example of accountability. So now the teachers union and the administration last week agreed to a deal that requires teachers to work a longer day and tutor the students. And what was the big issue here was that the kids were adults and weren't learning nothing. They were learning nothing. They weren't learning nothing. They weren't learning anything. And it was because of the way the teachers were teaching. And instead they decided to compromise, I guess, perhaps, and breathe some new life into these teachers and see that they're might be some renewed commitments to the students and might have been the way to go after the school had like the worst test scores ever known to man. Like the kids in the school, hopefully they have good singing voices so they can be in a boy band. Ann is listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Ann.
Top of the morning again to you.
You too.
Oh, a couple of things since you started talking about the teachers. The teachers spend so much time with school stuff. I was just talking to a friend teacher just a little while ago, and she gets to retire this year. But having them stay after school to tutor and no extra pay, that just baffles me. Maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way.
Well, but here's the problem, man. If they didn't do that, they weren't getting those jobs back, and they need those jobs. So at least temporarily they have to do it. I understand what you're saying because my grandmother was a teacher. I know a lot of teachers, and really good teachers get really screwed up in some of the systems because they don't have the right equipment. The kids, they can't go near the kids, or they have all kinds of problems with the parents. And there are a lot of crazy scenarios out there. You're right.
Yeah, they have no support from the teachers at all. And
right.
As far as for this guy, who that had to be premeditated. Yeah,
yes.
It wasn't go cool off someplace. That was premeditated. That was I can just imagine how you feel. And 24. I got addicted to 24.
Mm-hmm.
You had to watch the last finale. The finale of it. That was as good as it gets.
Yeah, so you like the finale. That's good. Don't give it away because there's some people who haven't seen it. But
oh,
it was good.
No. I'd never give something away.
Good
okay.
for you.
Well, have a great weekend.
You too. That's good. See, Anne, she had her own filter. She stopped herself from being a spoiler. Because with TiVo now, people that are swamped or just don't have time to watch something, they TiVo'd it. And 24, see, here's the great thing about Netflix and all the things that we have out there. 24 and Lost and whatever series, if you didn't see them, you'll end up getting them all. You can just watch them in the future. That can be what you watch. And a lot of people thought 24 was a fine series, and the same thing with Lost. If you've gotten lost in some of the things that we were saying here tonight on the program, please, whatever it is, you can shoot us an email at americatonight.net.